Nolte, Stephen King's Running Man, 2025, bombs at box office. By John Nolte on November 17, 2025. Paramount poured $110 million, plus at least $70 million for advertising, into its remake of The Running Man, and it flatlined at the box office. Despite a wide release, including on the IMAX screens that boost the box office with inflated ticket prices, Running Man grossed a miserable $16.17 million domestic, and only another $11 million overseas. That's a global box office of just $28 million. Wokat Art Studio Exec 1, hey, what do you say we strip all the iconic, larger-than-life actors from the original along with the sex appeal and see what happens? Wokat Art Studio Exec 2, better yet, let's have star Glenn Powell run around shirtless and even nude to please gay guys and women. Wokat Art Studio Exec 1, yes, let's please ourselves instead of the audience this movie is made for. Wokat Art Studio Exec 2, I love pleasing myself. In fact, I just finished pleasing myself a few minutes ago. Wokat Art Studio Exec 1, studio executives like us were once required to please the audience instead of ourselves. Wokat Art Studio Exec 2, Kathleen Kennedy will always be remembered as the Rosa Parks of people like us. Although I thought it stunk, guess which movie did appeal to its audience and made about three times what Running Man did? Now You See Me, Now You Don't, and it had a $75.5 million global opening. Stephen King isn't having a great box office run this year. On top of the lousy Running Man bombing, the lousy adaptation of his Long Walk grossed just $62.2 million globally. The forgettable adaptation of The Monkey topped out at $69 million global. The Life of Chuck made just $19.4 million. The Running Man is a Paramount release, so, naturally, the rigged entertainment media is blaming the new regime, David Ellison, because David Ellison is pro-Trump. Deadline says, the more we dive deep into this, the more we hear that Running Man's fumbling at the BO stemmed largely from the administration changeover from the old guard to the new guard under David Ellison at Paramount. Good grief. Ellison took Paramount over, like, 5 minutes ago. These publicity campaigns start a year before the movie comes out and have detailed rollout plans in place before production even begins. Yeah, I stayed home because David Ellison runs Paramount now. Want to know what might have boosted interest from your core audience of young men for The Running Man? How about The Running Man dancers? Stupid prudes. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.